Hello. So today I was fighting with my bird, and she still wants to hang out with me for some reason. She's actually right on my face, but she doesn't want to talk. Do you, Cleo? Say hi, Cleo. Say something, Cleo. That was Cleo. I kind of shook her a little bit, see if she would talk. Since, you know, she wanted to talk at first, and now all of a sudden, I feel like she's given up. I'm not sure. And, you know, she still is really freaking annoying. But, yeah, I guess that's, you know, something you gotta live with when you live with a bunch of animals. You know, I myself have a green cheek conure, African sulcata spurred tortoise, and a pug. And they're all pretty freaking annoying. You know, they all have their times where they just really irritate me. You know, the turtle's not allowed in the house anymore since he shit everywhere incident and broke the drywall in the restroom. That was a nightmare. It was a bad day. It was rainy. There was shit everywhere. There was drywall everywhere. It was bad. As for the bird, you know, she likes to climb on the curtains and then shit on them. She likes to climb on my purse. She likes a zipper on it. And then she shit in my purse. And then she's like right up in my face as I'm trying to do my podcast. Which, yes, I understand. Nobody listens to me. But still, you know, common courtesy, Cleo. Just a little bit. And now the dog's here. He's all wet. He jumped in the pool with the kids because he thinks he's a child. He jumped in the shower with my son. So it was all wet from the bathroom to the living room because Junior decided to go in the shower, come out, go back in the shower, and he did it like about 3 or 4 times. And then he jumped in the pool and then got everything wet from the living room and outside. So that wasn't fun. And now he's over here licking his asshole. Can I say that word? I'm not sure. Licking his butthole. Right next to me. She's really annoying. He scratched my daughter in the face. So that's going to be lovely. Since her idiot biological father is going to be picking her up today, he'll probably have something to say about that. I don't know. I hope not. Hope Iris says the truth for once and says, yeah, the dog scratched me. Like, that sounds believable. It's like saying, I fell. Anyway. So, right here, you know, I think I enjoy my animals so much. Or equally as how much they annoy me. Because they do have some good qualities. You know, like, I do enjoy throwing all my leftover produce at the turtle. And he eats it all, you know. It might be a little old or whatever, and he doesn't care. He's not picky. So that's always fun. And I like to wet him, you know, because he dug this giant hole in the backyard. Like, just giant. Like, we've lost a few soccer balls in there and, you know, countless other things. I think my sandals are in there. I don't know. There's no way to reach them. We've tried rakes. We've tried a hoe. We've tried several things. We even taped a phone to some kind of stick to see what's down there. And it was hard to see because it's like he's got like a tunnel system going down there, you know. I don't know how far that rabbit hole goes or turtle hole goes, but it's deep. It's really deep. And very inconvenient because like Junior could fit down there easily, and he likes to grab like bite shit and go outside and run into the hole, and he doesn't get along with the turtle at all. You know, I don't think any, you know, Junior and the bird fight all the time too. So, you know, maybe I'm starting to see a pattern, and I think the pattern is all the animals dislike the dog, which is Junior. So, because, you know, the bird likes to pick fights with him, the Shredder, the turtle, doesn't like him. I don't think he cares for him. Junior's just really annoying towards the other animals. I think he just wants to play, and the other animals just want to chill. Well, not Cleo. I mean, right now I'm scratching her head because that's what she likes. She gets all poofy and stuff, and she likes it. But when I do something she doesn't like, let's see. Being really rough here. There we go. I don't know if you can even hear that. You probably just hear the TV in the background. I'm not sure. I should have turned it off before I started this podcast. I guess I didn't really think it through. Don't really think it matters too much because I have no listeners. Maybe someday I will when I talk about something more interesting and popular. I don't know. But, yeah, that's my life here in the farmhouse. And, if somebody did tune in, thank you.